talk some Oregon women's basketball. Full weekend at Matthew Knight Arena. They host Colorado tomorrow off a road split against the SoCal schools. Ducks 12-6 overall, 2-4 in league. He's the head coach. Catch up what he's up to on Twitter. The handle is at GoDucksKG. Always fun to welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach Graves, how are you, sir?
Steve, man, I'm doing great. Yeah, this is a weekend. If you're a Ducks hoops junkie, you're in heaven this weekend, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm staring at the arena. I don't know, would you believe if I told you I could almost see a buzz starting, emanating from the arena?
Looking forward to tonight. I'm going to head over with my family as well, so I haven't had a chance to see the guys in a while. I'm really looking forward to it.
All righty. I want to get to your USC game. You know, you had the amazing buzzer beater at Berkeley. Then you're back on the road. Looks like you guys came out a little flat. What were some of the struggles in the first half against the Trojans that, you know, put you in a 16-point hole?
Yeah, I don't know if we were flat. We just unfortunately threw too many passes to USC, more to them than we did to ourselves. And, it was a layup line. I don't know what happened to us in terms of just our focus. Fortunately, we dug ourselves out of that hole and played a heck of a second half, outscored them 39-17. And I just played better at the defensive end. And if we weren't giving them layups because of our turnovers, then, you know, we played them the way we should have. So, it was a good win, though. I mean, anytime you win on the road, buddy, that's not a bad day. So
yeah, that second half, Ruthie Hebert led a run, but then she got into foul trouble, which she was in foul trouble, then she got into worse foul trouble. So who particular on your roster kind of helped pick up the slack in that third quarter that put you right back in the game entering the fourth when you won it?
Well, it's kind of a group effort, but we said, at halftime, that's what we talked about, we just had to get the ball inside. So I think in five of our first seven possessions in the second half, we scored in the paint and got Ruthie going. And I think she ended up with 14 points in 12 minutes. And I think all but maybe two were in that second half, and she hit some down the stretch that were big. So, you know, McGuire got a couple. I think Jacinta Vandenberg. We just played a little bit better. And when we can get it going, inside, then that frees up our shooters. You know, Lexi Thanos had a difficult time getting open. And so if our inside kids are going, then that frees her up a little bit outside. They've got to help down, and our kids are unselfish, and they'll find her. So it was really a good team effort in the second half. It wasn't any really one player.
We're talking with Oregon basketball coach Kelly Graves. And, of course, you went off to Pauley Pavilion, top 20 team in the Bruins. I get you've been in that building before, and obviously will continue to do so coaching this program. But you're somebody who's, you know, you're a big sports fan. You have an appreciation for the history. Do you still get a charge walking into that one of the most hallowed halls in the history of the game? And do you kind of try and explain to maybe your freshman or younger players what that building represents?
Yeah, actually I do. Every time I visit down there, I go up on the concourse level, and they have that John Wooden tribute. You know, there's the,
right.
a whole mural and every, you know, a lot of the history of him. You know, and you say Lou Alcindor, and there's not one player on our team who knows that who that is. And it's just pretty neat to see the retired jerseys, and the history there is incredible. I mean, it's in our profession, my profession, John Wooden is still, you know, the standard by which everybody's judged. And so it's a pretty neat deal, and they're a pretty good team, buddy. You know, we hung with them for a little bit, but in the end, they were just better, more physical, and a little more athletic.
Hey, Coach, I don't want to date us. I'm not sure there are a lot of guys on UCLA's 95 championship team who might have known who Lou Alcindor was.
Well, yeah, and you know, the reason why everybody nowadays know who Ed O'Bannon is off that team is just because of his lawsuit with the NCAA.
Right.
I don't think anybody knows, you know, what he did on the court, but it's incredible. Could you imagine putting just an all-star team together of just UCLA guys. I don't know. That would rival, I guess, anybody except for maybe Kentucky and North Carolina. But
right.
Quite a history. Pretty cool.
Now, you mentioned the Bruin game. I mean, it was 6-0, but then the first quarter, you guys were on a roll. Second quarter told a little different story. You hit the locker room down 11. What were some of the things that went wrong, or what areas did you struggle in that second quarter?
Same thing, taking care of the ball. In both games last weekend, we had 14 turnovers in the first half. We righted it both in the second half, but you know, USC is not quite the team that UCLA is, so we could dig ourselves out of that hole. We couldn't against UCLA. And even though we kind of hung around, they killed us on the boards in the second half, just too many second-chance points. But, you know, it was actually overall, even though we're disappointed that we didn't win them both, it was a good split, and actually I thought we played pretty well against UCLA. We just, you know, too many turnovers. And right now, Steve, our guards, Sabrina and Maite in particular, are just, you know, they're beat up. And I hate to use that as an excuse, but against an elite team like UCLA, you've got to be clicking on all cylinders. And they didn't play particularly well, and we were a step slow, and, you know, and they got us. But, like, I think most coaches outside of those in the top 10, like Dana, you know, where they expect to win every game, we're at the point where we're hoping to win, and we'll take a split on the road each of the last 2 weeks.
Talking with the Oregon women's basketball coach Kelly Graves. I heard one of your freshmen interviewed this week with Joey Mack, Mallory McGuire, obviously at 6'5". She's so important as one of your bigs. She's had her moments this year, a strong game against Stanford. But overall, at this point in her freshman season, how's Mallory coming along?
About what I thought she'd do, a little inconsistent, goes 16-11 against Stanford, and then struggles a little bit the next night, and then has a decent game the first night in L.A. and not much the second. So that's typical. She's still figuring it out. Great shot. If she can use her body, continue to do better job inside, I think she could be a super, you know, a real force for us. Defensively, there's going to be opponents right now that are just kind of overmatching her in terms of athleticism, but I'll tell you, she's got a will to get better, and a good work ethic, and boy, talk about skilled. Man, she is a really highly skilled player, can shoot at the 17 or 18 very comfortably, and got great hands and a nice soft touch inside. And she just, you know, typical freshman, just got to continue to get better and better, and I think she will.
When we spoke very early in the year, we talked about with so much youth, you know, there would be yourself, your staff, but you're going to need your veteran players to bring all that young talent along, be it Lexi Bando or Maite Cazorla. How have your more experienced players done in kind of guiding those newbies along?
Yeah, well, you know, it's game to game. I feel for someone like Lexi Bando. I mean, you know, she did a good job, you know, at USC, kind of getting her own shot, and UCLA just locked her down. And if we don't get penetration from Sabrina and Maite, then, you know, she can struggle. But she always competes, and that's what I love about Lexi the most. She just competes. And I think Maite is starting to learn how to play with some pain and just kind of battle her way through it. So they're showing us their toughness, which I think it's a good lesson for the young kids. And then Jacinta Vandenberg, she doesn't put up very many numbers. Sometimes she puts up Steve Tannen-type numbers. And, you know, but she's a valuable cog to what we're doing. She's a good communicator, a good defender, and, you know, and seems to get some key rebounds. So, you know, they're giving us a lift, but we still rely on those young kids, and they're getting better. I'll tell you. This is going to be a tough weekend, Colorado and Utah, no doubt, but they're two winnable games, and if we can win these two at home, we're right back in the thick of it. And I think we put ourselves back in the NCAA tournament conversation, and we just kind of got to take care of business now and then hope to continue to maybe steal a couple on the road.
Final thought here, Colorado tomorrow night. They've got just the one Pac-12 win so far. They played pretty well, hung in there against Stanford. They've got a new coach in J.R. Payne, came from your old stomping grounds of the West Coast Conference. What have you seen from this Buffs team that you think will present a challenge for you?
Well, I think they play harder than any team in the conference. They really do get after it defensively. And, you know, their head coach, JR, first year, she played for me at St. Mary's. And then I kind of got her into coaching, her and her husband. And he's her assistant coach now. But she coached with me at Gonzaga for the first 5 or 6 years. And so she's like a daughter to me. They run a lot of the same things we do. And, you know, so she's going to know what we do. But I think Colorado's got a big future. She's amazing. She's one of those guys, Steve, that, you know, she'll smile and she just looks so happy and she's so nice. But she'll rip your heart out as a competitor, man. And that's I think that's going to be a program to really watch for in the future. And you know, and it's going to be a battle tomorrow. I guarantee you that.
Awesome stuff as always. I guess we could dub tomorrow mentor mentee. And so for you and your family getting out there tonight, enjoy it. And Coach, I always look forward to and enjoy our conversations. Best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks. Me too, Steve. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Take it easy.